Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, August 9th. Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member station KBUT in Crested Butte spoke with Aspen-based professional skier and Protect Our Winters representative Chris Davenport about the organization's views on methane venting and coal mine expansion at the West Elk Mine in Somerset. For KBUT, Chad Rich filed this interview.
Arch Coal seeks to expand mining operations at the West Elk Mine in Somerset in western Gunnison County. In late July, Aspen-based professional skier Chris Davenport co-authored an editorial response in the Denver Post about the expansion on behalf of winter sports and climate change advocate group Protect Our Winters, also known as PAW. The editorial was called The Climate Wrecking Time Bomb Beneath the Sunset Roadless Area. Chris joined us on the phone to talk about the editorial.
What they're proposing right now is to expand the mine into this really incredible roadless area in the Gunnison National Forest. It's an environmental disaster in our own backyard here in the Elk Mount.
Chris, you say the goal is to move beyond fossil fuels for energy needs, but that we're not ready for that just yet. In the meantime, you argue that the mine should capture the methane it plans to vent and release into the atmosphere. Methane is a byproduct of coal mining, and it's also a known greenhouse gas.
I'm a realist. I'll be honest. That's not going to happen overnight. Obviously, we've got millions of vehicles on the road and a transportation economy and an electrical grid that relies on fossil fuels for the majority of the power. So if that's a long-term solution, that would be fantastic. But in the short term, if you're going to expand a coal mine in the Elk Mountains of Colorado, do the responsible thing and at least put these methane-capturing power generators on the vents.
Small power generators at a methane capture site at a now closed mine in Somerset have been used to power chairlifts in Aspen before. Gunnison County commissioners recently wrote a letter asking for methane capture to be a requirement of the mine's expansion. The editorial says that allowing methane to be released instead of captured and used as energy is a waste of a taxpayer resource, since the methane is on public lands and essentially belongs to the American people. So, Chris, as a professional skier who uses energy created by fossil fuels to travel and ski, why are you sticking your nose into coal and climate policy around methane venting at the West Elk Mine?
I'm a born and raised skier and ski athlete. You know, I don't have a PhD in environmental studies or in climate change, so I'm not an expert. And what I've learned has led me to realize that if we don't step up and do something now, it's just missed opportunity after missed opportunity. I don't want to be 80 years old skiing the groomers in March as the mountain's about to close because the season's shorter, thinking that I didn't do my part. I didn't do my share. I get called out for being a hypocrite all the time because, oh yes, I ride chairlifts and those burn energy, or I get on an airplane to travel somewhere, or every once in a while I go helicopter skiing. But yes, this is part of my business. This is how I feed my kids and support my family.
Chris, do you believe that winter sports enthusiasts are in a good position to speak out for the climate?
Yeah, I think winter sports enthusiasts should be speaking up because this is the medium that we play in. It's the snow, and seasons are getting shorter. I think they're certainly less predictable if we can look to the West Coast and California's crazy four-year drought followed by the biggest winter. It's just difficult to run businesses. When I say businesses, I mean the ski and snowboard industry, the winter sports industry. It's many, many billions of dollars of revenue in states that support skiing and snowboarding in the United States. It's a tough to do business when you just don't know what's going to happen with the weather and the climate. Since I was a kid, I've been a lover of the outdoors and of mountains and of public lands, and I firmly believe that it's our job as citizens to protect these for future generations. I got three kids. They love skiing. They love getting outside, and I want them to have the same opportunities that I had as a kid. But if we keep expanding coal mines and venting methane without capturing it to create energy, then I think that's very short-sighted, and it's a lack of leadership.
Chris Davenport is an Aspen-based professional skier and representative of the climate advocacy group Protect Our Winters, also known as PAW. He co-authored an editorial in the Denver Post titled The Climate Wrecking Time Bomb Beneath the Sunset Roadless Area. Thanks for joining us today, Chris.
Hey, it's always great to be on KBUT. Thanks.
For KBUT News, I'm Chad Rich.
In a related story, the Trump administration's EPA is not backing down from efforts to deregulate the oil and gas industry. But parents are concerned that the agency is putting Colorado kids' health at risk. Eric Galatis has more.
The Trump administration's attempts to roll back clean air protections were dealt a temporary setback last week in court, but the Environmental Protection Agency is forging ahead with plans to suspend a federal rule that limits methane pollution at new oil and gas sites for 2 years. Christine Berg, the mayor of Lafayette, says more than 3 million Coloradans live in areas where ozone pollution exceeds clean air standards, and now is not the time to allow industry to release even more harmful toxins.
We know that this particular rule is in the favor of our children's health, and delaying it by a month, let alone 2 years, will have an egregious impact on the health and safety of our children.
Berg notes smog-forming pollution takes the biggest toll on children whose lungs are still developing. EPA Director Scott Pruitt claims the rule is a burden on the oil and gas industry and costs jobs. Last week, a D.C. appeals court told the agency it had to enforce the rule and said delays were adding substantial levels of hazardous air pollutants, such as benzene and formaldehyde, into the air of communities near wells. The federal rule is similar to protections Colorado put in place in 2014, and Berg notes since then, Colorado's oil and gas production has increased, methane mitigation companies have added jobs, and the state's economy has performed better than the national average. But she says without a national standard, hazardous waste from other states will continue to cross borders.
At the end of the day, you're capturing more methane, and that's more product that the oil and gas companies can sell. What we've seen in Colorado is really how American innovation is spurred, and there actually is an increase in jobs.
Berg recently testified in Washington against the EPA's proposal and has been urging concerned parents to make their voices heard before the public comment period ends this Wednesday. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today, the Paonia Town Council held its regular meeting last night at Paonia Town Hall. An agenda with three items of business lasted well over 3 hours to navigate. The main item of business that took up nearly all the time was a lengthy public hearing regarding a special use permit for the All Hemp Trading Company at 719 2nd Street. Eventually, the permit was granted by a 4-1 vote, with Trustee Suzanne Watson voting against. The new business will grow hemp plants in a vegetative state and then will sell them to local farmers in a co-op. The business is the first of its kind in the North Fork Valley since industrial hemp was legalized in Colorado in 2012. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.